You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday night. Man, the weather's great and not much wind, which this time of year you love the warm weather coming in, but, man, I hate that wind. It's hard to get your 86-year-old father around with that wind blowing that hard, but did this weekend. Got to see Mom in the nurse home, and, you know, what can you do? It's great to finally be back in and see your loved ones after 13 months. We had to sit outside some really cold weather with the window cracked to talk to her, and she'd say, close that window. I was like, well, Mom, you won't be able to hear us then. Maybe that was the point. Calling in here in just a little bit, Sean Leary, CEO from Sports Thread out of Denver, Colorado, but worldwide on the app. You need to get that app if you're into recruiting at all. You want to be a recruiter. Got my son in there about a year ago, and all of a sudden started getting some info from coaches, which is what you want to do. We'll have him on topic in the recruiting segment today, doing the little things right, how this separates you as an athlete and a recruit. Also on, fresh from a Final Four, is not Kelvin Sampson, but his son, Kellen. And I got to know Kellen a long time growing up in high school, going to school in Norman. And, of course, he was a ball boy before that, so you always ran into him. And we'll talk about that Houston squad and maybe what's in Kellen's plans as far as coaching. I think he'll be a head coach sooner than later. Going to a Final Four certainly won't hurt that chance. And then also former Cowboy great and a former NBA player, played for the Bulls for a little bit. James On Curry will join us, and we'll talk to him. James On, of course, works for us now, does our Enid tournaments for us. So we'll talk to J.O. I know a lot of his teammates are like, hey, what's J.O. up to? I go, tell you what, we'll have him on the show today. It's Easter, so happy Easter to all of you. And I hope you're with loved ones and getting to do all the good stuff like Easter egg hunt. We did ours at my house with my grandsons on Friday. And they had a blast and ate a lot of chocolate all over their faces. And then come to find out, they were crying when they got home because they left their Easter egg baskets on our back porch. So Papa's going to have a lot of Easter egg candy tonight, which will be a lot of fun. Hey, I want to tell you about one of our new sponsors. And, of course, we talked about them last week, and I got busy and didn't make their ad up. But you know what? I've got it, so I can basically read it, and that'll give them even a little more pub. But the good folks out at PGC, Point Guard College, and I sent my sons there. So many of you have, too. And every year about this time when school gets towards the end, everybody asks, well, what's the best camp to go to? You know, it's always a tough question. What are you looking for in a camp? But, if expense is not a huge deal, because I'm not going to lie to you, you know, they're not cheap. But they shouldn't be, because they are really good. I mean, it is a camp that goes all week long. Kids get up at like 6 or 7 in the morning. They go through 3 or 4 segments during the day. They get done at night, and they go to bed. There's no messing around. You're not going to get that call. Junior was up at 2 or 3 in the morning doing stuff he shouldn't do because, hey, guess what? They're going to be too doggone tired to do any of that. So we'll tell you more about the good folks at Point Guard College. PGC.com is the website where you need to go, and they do have ones at OSU this year. So that's always good, and it's even better when they're right close to town. They used to have them at OCU quite a bit. And I think they liked Stillwater last time they were here. Of course, didn't get to have it last year, but they're going to have it this year. So we'll be talking to the folks at Point Guard College down the road as well and letting you know about them. We'll take a break, though. When we come back, our good friend, CEO of Sports Thread, Sean Leary, joins us. And we'll talk more recruiting after this.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
This is Dr. Adam Huskerson at Ortho Oklahoma. While primary care sports medicine physicians are specially trained to care for athletes, many of my patients are weekend warriors or even those who are not physically active but have orthopedic issues. Approximately 90% of all sports and recreational injuries are non-surgical in nature. Most sports medicine doctors work closely with orthopedic surgeons should such care be necessary. For more information, call 405-707-0900. For Stillwater Medical, this is Dr. Adam Huskerson.
And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight clear and 55, for Monday sunny and 78 and south winds, Monday night clear 60, Tuesday partly cloudy 80, then a slight chance of rain Tuesday night 55, sunny and 75 Wednesday.
And Sean Leary joins us, CEO of Sports Thread, and you guys all know about it by now, and if you don't, if you're a new listener and you've never heard of Sports Thread, man, they're better than sliced bread. Best thing since sliced bread. You got to go to sportsthread.com. You can download the app there. You can find out more about everything going on. And if you are a recruit, maybe you're even a little kid, you're watching the Final Four, like, man, I'd sure love to play at that level someday. Well, there's a lot of levels, and we can talk about that later. But Sean Leary joins us, CEO of Sports Thread. And Sean, hope you're having a great Easter, my friend.
Oh, same to you, Greg, and happy Easter to everybody out there who's celebrating it today.
And topic for the day, doing the little things right, how this separates you as an athlete and as a recruit.
Absolutely. One of my very favorite topics, something that I talk to kids and anybody who's an athlete who's aspiring to go to the next level about, because it truly is, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of a lot of college coaches, the thing that separates you, I'll say, you know, if you're watching March Madness right now, it is so apparent the teams that are winning and doing doing well that they take care of the little things. I mean, it's the defense, it's the hustle up and down the court, but that all that stuff showing up on game day, that all comes from months and years of just living your life that way, of constantly going out of your way to do the little things right. That is, so doing the little things right is really a theme that I got introduced to in college. Actually all three of the college sports programs that I played for, Oral Roberts, OCC Baseball, Orange Coast College, and Pepperdine, which are three of the best baseball programs in the country, every single coach preached that. It was a constant theme. It was a drumbeat from the coaching staff to the players. And every college athlete that I know would echo the same thing. When they got to college, the coaches preached doing the little things right. And the college coaches talk about that because they know that that is the thing that's going to separate not only their team from other teams that don't handle doing the little things right. And we'll talk about what the little things are here in just a second. But it's also the thing that makes players better over time, taking care of all that stuff. So I think a good thing to do would obviously be to explain what the big things are. If we're talking about doing the little things right, what are the quote-unquote big things? Well, obviously getting in the gym, going to all your practices, getting good grades, those are obvious things that everybody knows you need to do to become a better athlete and to go and play college ball. But the little things are things that are often lost on younger athletes and even athletes once they get into college, because it's hard to do them and hard to take care of that correctly every single day. But some examples of doing the little things right: touching the line in conditioning, finishing through the end of a sprint, showing up early to practice every single day and preparing yourself mentally and physically before you start practice, doing all of your reps in the weight room and not skipping sets or skipping reps or cheating on your workout, having proper nutrition and hydration before and after games, you know, just having your priorities correct and having them align with your goal of becoming a college athlete or a professional athlete, being a leader on your team, and leading by example. And how do you lead by example? You do it by taking care of all those other little things that I just talked about right there.
Well, and here's a deal that I've always heard. Eddie Sutton drilled this into my brain many times. I was here with my kids at his camps, and as he's talking to his players beginning of the season, you know, they call it cowboy time. If you're 5 minutes early, you're never late. That's cowboy time, and I'm sure every school in the country kind of goes with that too. But, you know, the one thing that is so important about having you guys on every week and giving tips and things like that on recruiting, most parents didn't go through recruiting. Let's be honest. I mean, most parents did not go through the recruiting process. They probably haven't been through it with their kids before. They're going through it the very first time in 90-plus percent of the cases. And so it's so important to have you guys on there, these little tips and tricks. And they're not really tricks. They're tips, but they're not really tricks, because everybody should know you don't cheat when you come around the corners, when you're running laps. You don't, you know, do all those things, because who's it hurting? Well, it's hurting you, because the coach has you doing these things for a reason, not just, you know, to torture you. Well, sometimes, but, you know, you go ahead and do it, and you're making yourself better and you're making your team better. So if you don't do that, if you don't go the 110%, you're certainly not helping yourself and you're letting your team down.
Oh, couldn't agree more. And, you know, that's why the coaches look for players who do those things on a daily basis, because they know that when you get on that big stage, if you're playing in the Final Four in March Madness, or you're playing for a conference championship or a regular season game, and you're in college where it is a business, that coach needs to win games to keep his job and to not have to move their family into, you know, another state or go, you know, find another place to coach. It takes a winning record to do that. And they know that the thing that's going to translate to players performing really highly on the field or on the court or, you know, whatever playing surface, depending on what sport you play, it comes down to doing what you just said. Don't cut corners on your laps. Show up early to practice. Mentally prepare for your games. All of those things are the things that make it so that when you're in a high-pressure situation, when you have you know, the weight of the world on you and you need to execute a play or a shot or, you know, get a big hit, you've been taking care of things and doing it right the entire time in preparation for that day. And that's really the thing that's going to translate into being able to perform when it matters most. And all the college coaches know that. That's why they hammer it home with their team. And that's what they look for in recruits. They, you know, so I think a great next thing to talk about, Greg, is how can you show that you're a person who, quote unquote, does the little things right to a college coach virtually? So we talk a lot on this show about what can you do to separate yourself online, how to act online. Last week we talked about some of the negative stuff that you can do on the internet, that how it can hurt you. Well, you know, on the positive side, you can also show coaches that you're a high quality, high character person, that you do the little things right. So obviously training videos, that's an easy one. You put up videos of yourself training really hard on your SportsThread profile or on the internet, and coaches are going to come in and see it. They're going to see the way that you work, and they're going to think, yeah, that's like, that could easily translate into, you know, them being a positive impact on my team. But, even more than that, athletes should always have a reference from their coach or one of their coaches on their profile. And the reason why you have to do this is because college coaches want to call and talk to a coach who knows you. They want to ask you, or they want to ask your coach, what kind of character do you have? They're obviously going to ask about your talent, but they're going to ask, you know, are they the type of person who takes care of the little things? They'll ask about your talent and your grades, but they're going to want to know, how do they practice? How do they prepare? Are they a problem creator? Are they going to, you know, create issues for me in my program by getting in trouble or anything along those lines? Because it's hard enough to run a college sports program without bringing players in who don't do things the right way. They need to make sure that they perpetuate the culture that they've built in their program, and they have to do that by getting an idea of who an athlete is before they bring them in. And one of the things that we've done at SportsThread to really try to help athletes show a coach that they are someone who does little things right, and they're going to be a positive impact in their program, and they're going to, you know, perpetuate that great culture and rub off well on the other players, is a program that we've launched and have quite a few athletes doing now called Certified Athletes. So much like on Twitter where you can get verified, or Instagram, you can actually get certified on SportsThread. But ours isn't about being an influencer. Ours isn't about being popular. It's about doing the little things right. Our athletes get a check mark on their profile that shows that they do all those little things that we just talked about, and it shows a college coach that you are the kind of person that they want to have in their program. Coaches know about our certified athlete program. They look for athletes with the check mark on the app, and almost all of our kids who get certified status come back and tell us that their attention from coaches has really intensified or has ramped up since they got certified. And in order to get certified on the app, just so if anybody's wondering, you first go on the app, download it, go to SportsThread on the App Store or the Google Play Store, or go to our website and click a link there. And then you're going to DM the certified athlete account on the app, send them a direct message, tell them you want to get on our watch list. And you got to be a leader in our community by hyping up the other athletes and encouraging them on their posts. You got to champion them and helping them pursue their goals, make posts on the app and complete challenges that we give you to show your personality. And we kind of guide you through things that will help you show what you're capable of doing and who you are as a person to a college coach. And then we have a variety of other criteria that we'll give you. But certainly, getting certified on SportsThread is a great way to show a coach that you do the little things right, and that's what they're all looking for, a person who's going to come into their program, who's going to be a great positive impact, and is going to be able to shine on game day because they took care of the little things on a daily basis.
You know, one of the reasons the when you transfer nowadays, the portal.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, guys. The reason that's so full is not only because kids get there and they get disillusioned. You know, I've never set the bench in my life. Here I am a freshman, and I got some sophomores and juniors ahead of me that are going to be coming back, so I better leave, you know. And part of the problem with that is, and coaches tell us, they're getting less and less time getting to know the player's personality. They know they can play, but are they going to have problems when they get there? Are they going to work hard to get better every day, or are they just going to sit there and sulk and be a cancer to the team? And I think that's happening a lot. One of the things you guys do with the certification program is you're helping coaches, like you said, they're going to see who's certified because they're doing all the things right. Those are the kids you want in your program.
No doubt about it. It's, like I said, hard enough to run a college program and to be a winning program at that, with, you know, a bunch of young athletes who are taking care of what they're supposed to on a daily basis. You can't bring in a player who isn't taking care of the little things, all the little things that we talked about earlier. Everything needs to be done on a daily basis. It has to become a part of your character. It has to become a part of how you live your life. And if you're able to do that and kind of live that way and practice that way and think that way, you will train yourself into becoming the best athlete you can be, because when you take care of stuff like your nutrition and your hydration and your mental preparation and showing up early to practice or games, all of those things, you know, running through the line on your conditioning, not cheating on your reps, all that little incremental progress, if you're getting just 1% better than the person next to you that isn't doing it, over time, if you're getting 1% better every single day over the course of a year, it adds up to you being a significantly better player than the other people who aren't taking care of all those things. And that is really, really the way that I've seen the best athletes become who they are over time, is they just have a relentless pursuit of improving by doing those little things. College coaches know it. You need to show it to them that that's who you are, and that will certainly help improve your draft stock if you're trying to get drafted and play professionally, or your status as a prospect for getting a college scholarship. It's everything.
Sean, you got a couple of you got time for a couple questions?
Absolutely.
I didn't even give out the text number yet, but you can text us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316 on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. This one wants to know, how much protein should you have a day? And I don't know if that's something you'd necessarily, you know, without seeing the kid, but roughly how much protein should you get a day, like in a protein shake or a protein bar or just your food in general?
So we're definitely going to do a segment very soon on nutrition where we'll go through a bunch of additional tips, but protein intake is one of the things that we see young athletes not getting enough of all the time is incredibly common. So a great rule of thumb that I was taught when I became a college athlete and I got to work with nutritionists and in all the different programs and all the people that I got to interact with was around a gram of protein per pound of body weight, at least every single day. You have to make sure that you're taking in enough nutrients and you're giving your body enough protein so that you can rebuild that muscle that you're tearing down. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you want to get in 150 grams of protein at least every single day. Now, if you're really trying to bulk up and add size to your frame, you may even want to do more than that. You may want to go a gram and a half or 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. And that it gets hard to eat that much protein in a day. But eating, going back to doing the little things right, is an enormous part of being an excellent athlete and becoming a better athlete. If you're not replenishing your body and those muscles when you tear them down, by giving them the proper nutrients to build them back up, you will never improve the way that you could. So a gram of protein per pound of body weight. If you weigh 150 pounds, 150 grams. If you weigh 200 pounds, 200 grams or more.
Great rule of thumb. One more question real quick, and probably would have had more if I had given out that number. We'll do that next week. But wanted to know, I have to go back to the question now because I was busy talking, but can you put your huddle videos on your profile? And I think I know the answer to that one, but I'll let you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can. You can put your huddle video on your profile. You can also put full game clips from YouTube or just loading the raw file right into your profile. All you do when you go on the app is there's a little red plus button on the main page, the home feed that we call the thread. It says post on it. Click that. Go to your huddle video. Copy the video URL and paste it in the post box, and it'll show up right there on your profile. And it'll also go in what we the thread, the news feed, and that will get you a ton of additional looks and exposure from college coaches. College coaches go through the thread trying to find athletes. And then, of course, when they land on your profile, they're going to want to see the highlight film. And that's where Huddle really comes in and does a great job.
We haven't even talked about it, but YouTube, you guys got a great presence. It's going to get even bigger with these podcasts that when you come on, that part of it will be taken out and put on the podcast on YouTube for Sports Threads. So go ahead on YouTube. I know you all are on there. Go ahead and subscribe to Sports Thread, and we'll have these podcasts on there. But also, there's a lot of things on there. Some of the things you talked about, how to set up your profile, how to add Huddle, how to do all these things, that you have little features on your YouTube about how to do that.
Yeah, we have step-by-step tutorials for pretty much everything you can do on the app right there on YouTube. And that's a super helpful, easy way to learn the app. The second thing you can do if you just want to learn the app is when you sign up, you'll get a message from our customer service team. And you'll be able to ask them questions, interact with them, and they'll help you out with it as well. And they'll send you those YouTube videos right through the chat, or send you text instructions as well. So super easy. There's a lot of resources out there that we can help guide you to make sure that you're getting the most value out of the app possible.
Great having you on, Sean, every week. And the great folks at Sports Thread, say hello to them, and look forward to talking with you next Sunday.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you for everything. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. We'll take a break. We'll be back on with James On Curry, former Cowboy great, former Chicago Bull, after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Where do you find the best patios in town? Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's get my votes. Spring has sprung, so come and sit in the sun while you enjoy your choice of our amazing good cooking or even just a refreshing cold one after work. Mexico Joe's and Eskimo Joe's are ready to serve you with the best hospitality and the biggest smiles in town. It's patio time, and we invite you to come join us for the best seats in town at Mexico Joe's and Eskimo Joe's.
And welcome back. James on Curry joins us. Some of you know him as J.O. Some of you know him as the leading scorer in the state of North Carolina all time. J.O., how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to be here with you, man.
Hey, well, tell me, are you still the all-time leading scorer in the state of North Carolina? Come on, I know you know.
I'm not. 3 years ago, Kobe White, the kid at Chicago Bulls, played for
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. But I finished those two, like 12 games. Yeah, it wouldn't be out of reach.
Kudos to him. Yeah, good point. Of course, you came to Oklahoma State and took up where you left off in North Carolina, had a great career here, and played for the Bulls for a while.
Hold on, Greg. I got to interrupt you now. Okay. Everybody talking about the records at North Carolina, but I still got the most points ever in a half by a freshman or any player in the NCAA game for Oklahoma State.
Did you really? Now, they don't give that stat out enough, do they?
Yeah, I had 18 and a half against Southern Illinois. It's the most by a freshman or any player in a half.
You know, I was just telling somebody the other day, after that Final Four year, I was pretty down leaving San Antonio with my sons, and I just got in the car, the valet or whatever you call it, brought my car up, and I got in there. Phone rang. I looked down. It was Sean Sutton. He said, "We got James on Curry," and I said, "What? How the heck did so?" Anyway, like that made the trip back to Stillwater a little bit shorter. And of course, the next year you guys were really good.
Oh, yeah.
Andre Williams and I came up Chicago to do some pre- and post-game shows and the Rosemont Horizon, and I thought you had those doggone Arizona Wildcats, but they got
me. I know, man.
That was the saddest locker room I've ever been in my life because all those seniors.
Like, somebody died.
Yeah.
I remember Coach Sean by the toilet, like just, or the urinal just. I don't know, it was bad, man.
The only good part about that whole day that made me smile, Bill Murray was there, and I got to go talk to him at halftime.
Oh, he was? Bill Murray watched me play live.
Bill Murray was there, man. Did you not know that? I thought everybody knew that.
I said, I would network a little better.
Yeah, he was there, and as a matter of fact, he was funny. I said something like, can I get a picture with you? He goes, get out of here, you crazy animal, or something like that. I don't know, but
he did take the picture. Legend.
Oh, he's the best.
He goes to campuses and like go party with the college kids on campuses.
Well, and of course, his son's an assistant at Louisville. Used to be at Xavier.
Okay.
And they had to show him all the time. And he's a pawpaw like me now. So I grew up watching him on Saturday Night Live and then all the movies he does and things like that. He's great. So that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, that was a tough locker room. Of course, you still had time left. So you probably weren't quite as down maybe as the other guys. But you don't like losing either.
Yeah, I hate losing, man. I'll tell you an interesting conversation that never been out. Like, I guess, you know, during that tournament, you know, Marvin Williams, who was at Carolina, he averaged, I can just remember the number, I think it was like maybe 12 points and like maybe 9 rebounds. I averaged like 10 points and like 11 rebounds. So I was the second leading scorer freshman in the tournament. I was the leading rebounder in the tournament, like, for freshman. So I guess it was draft talk and all that. I didn't know nothing about that. And, you know, of course, looking back, you know, as been a young, if you're young and have a good season and do all that, you just hire and market it, you know what I mean? And I was just, and so much, you know, the legal situation I was going through. I remember going to Coach Sutton's locker room. I mean, Coach Sutton called me and he's like, "Are you thinking about going pro?" And I was like, "Oh, we talk about Coach. Like, I heard you're thinking about going pro." And he went this whole spiel, like, "You can't play defense, you can't rebound, you can't dribble, you can't shoot, you can't." I was like, And I guess it was a thing because, you know, at that time, like, I guess, you know, it was just, you know, I was like you said, I was ready to go play next year. I didn't look into none of that, you know, and maybe like looking at it hot, and I was thinking about just come back to Stillwater and playing basketball. But it's funny you said that because I really was looking forward to next year. Eddie, he had thought I was like, you know, because I guess a hot freshman had never played for him before, and you know, and that's a different situation. So like, but I really was, like you said, I was looking forward to next year.
Do you know how many people listening to us right now wish they could get chewed out by Eddie Sutton? I mean, I used to tell Sean, he goes, yeah, I don't know if my dad will like that. I said, you know, your dad's so popular now, he could probably, you know, do something terrible on 6th and Main, and they'd put a shrine around it, you know.
Oh, my God.
At one time, that man could have run for mayor, president, anything he wanted. He's still in Oklahoma.
You have been in that gym, and he'd tell you, oh, man, he's had the whole entire gym, everybody. I mean, my funny story, like, I mean to keep calling my brother, David Mond, when he when was at practice, you know the SD Award, which I ain't going to say on radio. Which really I know, you know, he probably gets fired now. These sensitive people.
Oh, people
now
get fired like, for less than that now.
Yeah. So, like, his SD Award, you know, where, you know, David, unfortunately, was always, you know, recipient. But he told David, he's like, David, actually, he said, you know how he talks, like, hey, David, do you know what gunas are, son? David's like, no, sir, I don't. He's like, well, I want you to get the definition, and you bring it to practice, and you read it to the whole team. You hear me? It was like, yes, sir. You know, so practice went on, and, you know, you got a lot of going to college at practice. You got your class. You got study hall. You have weights. You have whatever. And then you have practice again the next day. So throughout those sort of events, you know, of course, my mind frame, I'm not thinking about what Gunas or what David Coach said to David. I wasn't thinking about it. Well, you know, we had Murphy Grant as our trainer, and Murphy.
Yeah, I remember Murph.
Yep. He was about to give us our, Coach gave us our spiel about, you know, getting what we're going to do for the day, what we're going through. And then he was like, all right, Murph, get him ready. He was like, hold on. He's like, all right, get him ready. And he forgot about David. And then David said, hey, Coach. He's like, what is it, David? He's like, I got that definition. Coach Sutton turned around, man. I mean, you know he had a bad hit, but he turned around faster than LeBron James. He turned around so fast. It was like, he was so ready for this definition. When he turned around and David Moss, he was like, he said, all right, read it. And David was like, I can't remember exactly, but I remember the gist of it, but he was like, goodad, like nuts, testicles, balls.
Easy. We have that disclaimer going, JL.
I'm sorry. Well, Coach Sutton said, well, all right, Dan, why don't you grow a pair? And walked off the court, man.
Yeah.
That's my most epic Edison. Tell a kid to grow some goonies.
The best one I can remember is before you got there, it was when Gottlieb and all those guys were there. And Gottlieb was coming in. Joe Atkins had already had a year playing some point, and Gottlieb was coming to steal his spot. And they go down the court. You know, it's 5-on-5, and then everybody comes down the court, but only counted 8. And when he looked back down the court, Joe Atkins is on top of Gottlieb, just pounding him. And Gottlieb just tried to block every deal while he's on his back. And Eddie waited about, gosh, I mean, a minute. He let this go on. The guys are just watching. Everybody just stops watching this beatdown. And Gottlieb gets up, and he's just so mad. And Eddie goes, hey, all you guys get on the line. And Joe goes, Coach, I don't think we ought to have to run. Doug ought to have to run or something. He goes, all right, Doug, you run. Doug took off his shirt, threw it in the air, and said, blanket, I'm out of here. Goes to the locker room. He looks at Brooks Thompson. He goes, Brooks, go in there and get him out. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Doug won't think it's hilarious, but everybody else did.
Were you there that day, my sophomore year, you know, after the surgery? That's when everybody left for the exhibition game. You know, that was my first time ever saying something to a coach. I took and threw my headband off after the game, like, towards coach. Like, I had never did that before. Well, he was, like, he mentally, like, I didn't, Terrell Harris was my roommate that year, and and he's a freshman, you know, it was just jubilant to be there, you know, and we had won an exhibition game. I think about had, like, 20-plus points, about 7 assists, and, you know, but I had just had the surgery that summer, and so my knee was really swollen, a lot of fluid in it, but, you know, I just, whatever coach them said, I'm doing it, and I wanted to be in the car, I was hard-headed. I kept trying to go through it fast, and Murph was trying. I was in the rehab. But anyway, Coach, after the game, he was telling me, hey, J.O.,
yeah, you, what you call it, you this son, you ain't this son, all these NBA scouts here, you ain't gonna never do this. He was just all of them, and I said, Coach, look at my knee. And because my knee was like, it was huge. He said, oh, I knew that was gonna be an excuse. And so I don't know, this is my first time ever like saying something to a coach. I took my headband off, I slung it, and saying something when I left out, went in the locker room, so I took a shower, I go home, something, he's like, well, Sam home. And then he would come in there, and he was just going at my neck, just saying all this stuff. And Coach Dickinson was like, no, coach, no. And so I went in the shower, and I took a shower. Coach went, and I was Coach Dickie, Coach Shawnee, all trying to consult him. And Coach Sutton would come in there, and he would just, you, da, 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 da. I'm like, and then he would leave out. And I was saying, I was so pissed. Then he'd come back out, come in there, I'm getting dressed. And go back in there. And so I go home, I'm crying mad because, you know, I feel I'm the only player to get extra shots. I'm the player to, like, I should have Mel in hindsight to play with me, but I'm like, I do all this extra, and this time I die. Well, Terrell walks in the apartment laughing, like, kind of all happy. And I'm all pissed. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? He's like, you okay, man? Why y'all mad? I was like, man, you know what he said to me, man? He said, Coach was just messing with you. I said, no, he wouldn't. You don't know him because he was a freshman. Terrell was like, no. He would come back in the he would say whatever he said to you. He'd come back in there with us. He was like, I knew he had it in him. All that yes, sir, no, sir, crap. I knew he had it. All of my great ones did it. And he'll go back in there and he'll come and say some mess with me. And I had never, ever, man, like, talked to a coach. I was always, yes, sir. No, sir. I was just trying to just hold it in, you know what I'm saying? And so then he'd come back in there and he would name players that, you know, had been through that situation. And he's like, and I got to get out of him. He got to be tough for you guys to be able. And he would go back in the locker room. And so, like, and that to me, I was like, wow, like, mentally, he was preparing me way more than, you know, I couldn't even see it at the time. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know how to receive it, but that was the type of coach he was.
Before I let you go, James, on you, of course, they didn't have the opt out, the easy opt out where you can transfer right away just because you want to. It used to be the coach had to let you go and stuff. Do you see too many kids just leaving because they're not starting as freshmen?
This is a whole different ball game, man. Right. I don't know, man, like, I just, because, like, now people understand the monetary value of it, okay? And so now it's like that player hand in it, and then with that monetary value of it, people are not really looking deep into it. They're looking on social media. You got to look into the basketball family. Like you and I know, Texas Tech, yeah, they went to these Final Fours. I was, man, that's Eddie Sutton basketball just about. All right, and now Texas is about to play Oklahoma State like basketball. All right, that's Eddie Sutton form. Not saying it's the only form that can win, because I love how Mike can play. I love, like, different forms of basketball. But you got to know, and these kids don't know. They just seeing these, they go into the wrong situation, you know what I'm saying? And like, to me, tonight, for instance, like the game, people look at this game tonight, Monday, the championship game, whatever, about what sucks them. They're like, you know, well, Gonzaga undefeated, Baylor this and that. And I go back to Eddie Sutton, like the old rules of basketball, man. Like, and that's, like I say, knowing a person that knows the game and not just, I put it out there. I don't care. Cal Keller was up on State. He didn't never play basketball. He's a head coach at San Francisco, whatever. He's a head basketball coach. I forgot more about basketball than Cal knows. But it's people in those situations, you know what I'm saying, that's got positions of power. And people like Eddie, it's certain stats and certain things that he knows and can teach you, and who he learned from, Henry Abba, like, and what Coach Abba did, and the players learned from him, and we learned from you. As you continue down that family tree, you will find, like, the right one. Like, tonight, for instance, like the Baylor, or not tonight, the championship game, Baylor Gonzaga, a stat to stick out to me is the Eddie Sutton, you know, in our locker room, he tells us this right here, make more free throws than the other team attempts. Well, Gonzaga, they average 16 free throws made a game. They're 16 for 22. Baylor is 11 for 16 from the free throw line.
Yeah,
so that's the average. That's in the regular season. I don't know postseason. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just looking at numbers. I ain't really watching them. I'm Oklahoma State or JLC Elite Trip. I'm really women's basketball. They're way more fundamental. I love it. But I'm looking at those stats. And in the offensive rebounding situation, too, you know, even though, like, you know, with Baylor, they have a 3-plus offensive rebound situation. But on the defensive rebound situation, Gonzaga, they got a 5-plus, too, on Baylor. So that makes it up. That's three. They plus two. And rebounding, you know, in Big 12, you got, you know, big guys with them rebounding. You don't have all the stretches. And so they banging with guys. And Oklahoma State is going to have a big banger that's going to bang with you and go shoot threes like that. Like, guys out of space in the court and can bang with you. And I really, like, the game of basketball, you look back at it, I'm not looking at Baylor and
and Gonzaga, it comes to your conclusion of coaching with the freshmen. I'm looking at Mark Few versus Scott Drew. Okay, I'm looking at, like, you know, how they play and the way they teach and, you know, the players, you know, and that type of thing. You got to know what type of player you are and where you're going, and that'll eliminate that, you know what I'm saying? Of course they're going to transfer because they're making hasty decisions based on it's more marketable. You can market Stillwater now because you got social media. You got the kids can go look what's going on campus now. Like, imagine as a recruit back then where not only you go on a visit that one time and see campus, you can go hashtag something and see everything that's going on. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's too much. Like, you know, you got to be able to filter out too much of that and keep that clear in mind and really find that basketball tree, who they come from, like who the Calipari and who come, like what players how they produce and what are they, what's their style, what's their environment. I think that right there plays a key part because me personally, like if I was a regular kid, I couldn't have made it with Eddie Sutton, but I was raised different. I was raised tough, knows my dad. And like a coach couldn't be tougher on me than my dad. And everybody don't have that now. You know, you have the LeVar Balls, which is cool. Well, you're the greatest ever, and I think that works, you know. But, you know, that new generation, man, they want instant gratification. And that's something hard to come by at major Division I basketball unless you're six, eight, three, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, James, we got to run, my friend. It's great having you on. And, of course, you're running our Enid area tournaments.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So folks in Northwest Oklahoma need to go to gregswaim.com, register for those Enid tournaments, and you'll see plenty of James on Curry there. And he also does a lot of instruction and things like that for kids in the Garfield County and surrounding areas. You need to take your kids over to James on. James on, give out your number real quick, and that way you can get lots of kids. If you want to.
Yeah, I would love to, man. I want people to call and get better, man, because I'm open. Even though people around here see me in competition sometimes, I'm open to helping everyone, man. You know, I go to OBA and different schools. Look down at Blackwell, we got some Ponca City kids down there. But it's 580-977-4217. And, I don't know why my phone's set. I don't accept calls. I don't know. Send me a text message. Hey,
gotcha.
What's on the show?
Gotcha.
And then I'd love to get back with them because, like, you know, like our teams are playing real basketball. We're running real secondary breaks. We're really running on side out of bounds, underneath out of bounds. We're running real philosophy. We even do the Iowa drill. You know about that.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't wait till Big Country got there just to watch that.
Oh, my gosh. No way. But what we don't do is what, Coach, we don't use football on pads or helmets. So, you know, don't worry about your kids.
I remember that. J.O., good talking to you, my friend.
Thank you.
And
thank you for having
me on. Well, you know, one of your, not teammates, but former Cowboy, Andre Williams, asked about you today. And I'm like, you better listen tonight. We're going to have him on. So.
Oh, man, I need to listen. Because, Andre, I got Stillwater. I ain't know him. I'm a freshman. I ain't know this kid. I just do. I cross over somebody bad. I go through the lane. I try to pin him in the rim. I tried to dunk on him. He pinned me on my back. He threw it. He's like, you don't know who I am. I'm Andre.
Blocked a couple shots, didn't he?
Yeah. He's like, yeah. But then he told me how to dunk on big people. So I got to dunk on a couple big people later on. Like, tall. He's so, I don't know. But, like, yeah, Andre, I tried him, and he loved me ever since then. He said I was different, man.
Good having you on, my friend, as always. And, folks, sign up for those Enid tournaments at gregswaim.com, and you'll see James on Curry. J.O., good talking to you, my friend.
You too, man. Thanks, man.
All right. We'll be on back just a second here from our sponsors. We'll be back with Kellen Sampson, assistant coach. The Houston Cougars just got done playing in the Final Four. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
And as promised, Kellen Sampson joins assistant coach for the University of Houston Cougars. Just got done playing in the Final Four. That's not too shabby. And, Coach, how you doing? You there? Did we lose him? There you go. Sorry, wrong button there. But, I mean, you know.
Feeling good, man. Just grateful and feeling just a lot of gratitude to our guys for putting together this year, believing in us, believing in themselves, and they gave us a ride of a lifetime, man.
Your dad used to have me come out, you might remember this, and speak at some of his camps about recruiting and the do's and don'ts, which we still do on this show from time to time, but you were playing in that event, and he said, hey, Kellen's over at the Houston Hub, not Houston Hub, but what's the old gym that they do wrestling and stuff in?
The Field House.
Yeah, the Field House. He goes, let's drive over to the Field House. We're at the Houston Huffman Center, and said, let's go watch Kellen. I want you to, you know, talk to him or something like that. I don't remember what we said, but you were the best free throw shooter I ever saw, you know, stuff like that. And we go by, they were building the football practice facility. I go, man, yep. That's pretty nice. He goes, you know, Texas is doing the same thing, and it was paid for before they broke ground. Like, you know, we always think up in Stillwater, they think that, you know, Norman's got lots of money. Texas got lots of money, too, obviously. And they just got Chris Beard over there, which is going to be very interesting. We can talk about that later. But talk about what it was like going to Final Four, because you had been before in 2003 with your dad when you were in Oklahoma, but you were a kid then, so a lot different.
Yeah, I was a junior in high school, and they went. You know, one of the things is, you know, when you grow up a coach's kid and you grow up in just a family of hoops, you have such an appreciation for what the Final Four is. You know, it's not some holiday tournament or a Thanksgiving tournament. It's the Final Four. And it's the greatest collegiate sporting event of them all. You know, it's way better than any bowl game. It's way better than you know, any other championship because of the road and the path that you have to endure to get there. And you know, it's the benchmark of college basketball's elite. You know, you can't consider yourself elite unless you get to the Final Four. You know, this was our seventh year at Houston, and you know, we started slow. We didn't skip our spot in line. We built this thing on the right bones and off the right ground. And you know, it was a plateau that we felt like we could get to. It was a plateau that we felt like, you know, we're in reach. I mean, we played Kentucky in the Sweet 16 in 2019, and with a minute to go, we're up three. And we just didn't play a last good minute, and we ended up getting beat by five. But when we walked off the floor, my dad and I kind of looked at each other and said, "You know what? If that's what Kentucky looks like, if that's what the college basketball's blue blood looks like, we're closer than we think." And for this team, for this group of guys, to cash in and get to the Final Four. Sets this program up. You know, they're every former player we've always referred to as founding fathers. Forgive me for this siren going on.
Are you still in the bubble?
I wish. No, dude, we just got back to Houston. But
I was going
to
say,
you know, this group of seniors that we have, they're groundbreakers. They broke ground on a different era of Houston Cougar basketball. And, you know, as great as it was, we feel like we're going to be able to put together teams that can do it year after year. And that's Houston for you. Always something going on.
Well, and you've got great players in your backyard. When you're at Oklahoma, Not so much. You got to look at Texas. Obviously, you're going to recruit in-state, and you kind of probably consider – I know Eddie Sutton used to tell me we just consider Texas part of Oklahoma. I'm sure you guys did the same thing back then. But then you go to, you know, Indiana, a place that, you know, gosh, Indianapolis just has tons of people that can play basketball. I grew up in Indiana, so I know that state. But at Houston, you guys got, you know, 3-4 McDonald's All-American candidates in your backyard every year. And I assume, you know, priority one is to keep some of those kids home.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate in that, you know, four out of the last six Guy V. Lewis Award winners, which is our city's Player of the Year, named after the legendary Houston coach.
Oh, yeah.
Four out of the last six Guy V. Lewis Award winners we've gotten. And if not straight on out of high school, we got them on a transfer. Quentin Grimes was a great example of that. And so we've done a good job of locking the borders down. We just took the time to develop meaningful relationships in the city, and went over and beyond on numerous occasions of just trying to be and present ourselves as a championship program. This isn't just a Plan B school. This isn't where you go if you can't go to A&M or Texas or Baylor or Oklahoma State, LSU, fill in the blank. This is a Plan One school, and you can accomplish all your dreams by coming to Houston. And it was slow in the beginning, just getting people to view us in that way. You know, one of the things about Houston is it's not a college town in that they've got this love affair with, you know, Houstonians have a love affair with college athletics. You know, you've got a lot of people that went to Texas or A&M or Baylor or U of H or Rice, whatever. But this is a professional sports town. The Rockets are the biggest deal. The Texans are the biggest deal. The Astros have been competing for World Series in the last 5 years. And this is a superstar city. You know, not just a professional franchise. The mega stars play in Houston. At one time, you know, we had J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson. You had Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. All of those Astros guys, Altuve, Correa, Springer, Bregman. And so, look, you got to fight and scratch and claw for your niche here in town, or you'll get swallowed up. And that's been our biggest fist fight recruiting-wise with local kids is – hey, we got a special thing going here. It's okay to stay in town, and you're still going to get an awesome college basketball experience. And, you know, since we've been here, we've had $85 million worth of basketball facility upgrades.
You got a lot of on-campus things going, too, your dad said.
Yeah, and, you know, the University of Houston went through a major transformation in that there was a huge pull to get more students on campus. It's not just a commuter campus like it was in the 80s and 90s. Our school president, President Renu Couture, is just a rock star. Has really made staying on campus at U of H a priority. And we're blessed. I mean, we're truly blessed. Even when we were building the program, our administration kept doubling down. They kept investing in us. They kept believing in us. You know, they kept thinking of that this could happen. We didn't have to sell them that this could happen. They believed with us that, you know, that's how in 7 years we can get to a Final Four.
Well, I became a believer 2 years ago, and, of course, you would have been really good last year had you gotten to finish up. Nope. And, of course, you did finish up this year and looked awful good at 350 roughly programs. You know, you get the Final Four. That's not too shabby. Kellen, it's always I've never had you on the show before since you were in high school. I think we had you on. So
yeah,
it's been a while. We won't make it as long next time, but had your dad on, of course, probably about 100 times when he was in Oklahoma and Indiana, and obviously want to have him on at Houston too. But give my best to your mom, your sister, your dad, your wife.
Hey, when you said that, when you spoke to me and you told me I was one of the best free throw shooters.
Oh, you were? You won state. You won state, man.
Hey, it was a huge confidence builder, and at the time, it's what I needed to hear. And so I appreciate you for that. You know, I was always a guy that, as a player, my upside was always going to be in coaching. any kind words I got as a player were worth its weight in gold for me. So I appreciate you always saying something.
I got one at home who's a junior, going to be a senior, and he wants to be a college coach despite some of my better judgment. But I said, well, I'm going to have a guy on today who maybe you're going to pattern your trail on, you know, if you want to be a coach, because he's doing it all the right things. But, Kellen, always great having you on. Give my best to your dad.
I'll do it. I appreciate it. Everybody back in Oklahoma, we appreciate all the well wishes. And Oklahoma is always home.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Kellen Sampson, assistant coach for the Cougars of Houston, just got done with the Final Four. Take our final break. We'll be back in just a second.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes, light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Your cousin from Boston. New Sam Adams Wicked Easy is light and wicked easy to drink. Which means it's wicked easy to call up some buddies for a little day sesh. So, wicked sorry I'm late. Sam Adams Wicked Easy. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Drink responsibly.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
And want to thank all our guests, of course, CEO of Sports Thread, my man Sean Leary. Also, James On Curry, former Cowboy great and Chicago Bull. And, of course, the last guest was our good friend Kellen Sampson, assistant coach at the University of Houston. That's going to do it. Want to thank my man Bill Van Ness for keeping the boards for me. We'll talk to you next Sunday.